Is this based on God's word? It sounds New Agey.
No.
Sounds very New Agey and mystic. What Bible scriptures can you base that on?
Pretty much the Catholic Church took this out of the Bible, okay?
No.
Millennia ago.
No. Right?
We got the ancient manuscripts that go all the way back, way before the Catholic Church, and we know the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is accurate.
If you pay attention to a few books that I would tell you to take a real serious look in, Book of Jasher, which was taken out by the Catholic
Church. Oh, you're talking about the Apocrypha now.
No. These were books...
Jasher's in Apocrypha.
Well, let's stop calling it Apocrypha. In early Christianity, these books were part of canon, in which case... When Jesus Christ pulled out a scroll to read from it, okay, he read from the book of Jasher. He read from the book of Enoch. You know, all these things that you're told.
What scriptures, what proves that? The only reference to the book of Enoch is Jude saying Enoch, and it doesn't reference the book at all. It references Enoch.
I got the book of Enoch on my phone.
Yeah, but where does it say Jesus read from Enoch?
He quotes from the book of Enoch. Okay, a few parts of scripture he quotes. Have you noticed
what verses are there?
Have you noticed that over the past like 18 years, these so-called New Age Bibles that are coming out?
Yeah, they're all terrible.
That they're leaving out entire scripture, entire words.
But I don't know where Jesus quoted the book of Enoch. You need to give me that scripture.
This is not the first time this has happened.
You need to give me that scripture. Where Jesus quoted the book of Enoch?
It doesn't say he quotes from the book of Enoch, but if you read what he says, you can see that it is out of the book of Enoch.
It's similar to the book of Enoch, and you're just kind of grafted into it. Did you know the Apocrypha teaches witchcraft and prayers for the dead like the Roman Catholics like? Did you know that? It was also written in the Dark Ages between Malachi and Matthew when God wasn't talking.
Enoch didn't teach you to get into witchcraft, okay? Enoch was, when he was alive, he was awake, okay? He was way up there awake, okay? He was way up there into superconsciousness, okay?
I have to stop you and just say I have to reject that because there's not enough evidence for these other books. I know the Apocrypha was added to King James, but King James was a corrupt man anyway, and he did not have
King James was a Freemason, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have the translators doing what they should properly do. But the Apocrypha, if you look at the history of it, I have an article on this on my website about the Apocrypha. Yep. If you look at the history of it, including all the books in there, yep, they have some truth. Careful.
If you look at the old King James.
The Mormons have truth too, so do the Catholics have some truth.
If you look at an original King James Bible, it had these books in it along with Egyptian magic in it. Freemasonry.
Yeah,
Egyptian
I mean,
magic.
What does that tell you? It shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be there. So I'd be careful. I would cling to Genesis to Revelation, and those are the historical books that show us that have documentation, authenticity, and doctrine to back them up, or manuscripts to back them up. The Apocrypha is a book that people want to slide in because it does bring in mysticism, unbiblical ways. It does have history. It does. But that doesn't mean that it becomes part of the canon. So I'd be very careful in that.
Now, when you're talking about...
We don't need it to follow Jesus.
When you're talking about elevation of consciousness, that has nothing to do with mysticism. It's just that there's... If you look at the angelic orders, there's four levels of consciousness.
Based on what? What are you basing this on?
Based on this, that there's subconscious... When your pineal gland is decrystallized and you start to wake up and you start having an awakening experience, that confusion between the corporeal and the spiritual, that's called consciousness awakening.
I gotta warn you, in love, you're way caught up in New Age. You need to be focused on one thing. You know what you need to be focused on? Christ crucified is what Apostle Paul preached. And if you don't have that in your life, you got nothing.
I do have that in my life.
But that's what you need to live and preach. You need to live it biblically. Come out of the world, come out of living by the world standards, how you dress, how you talk, how you act, and then you need to preach Christ crucified and point people to the scriptures that Jesus and Paul gave us in the New Testament, not the Apocrypha, not all of those things, because it leads to more deception. Be careful. I need to warn you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I could see by the fruit that whatever's guiding you hasn't taken you deeper.
Well, no. There's nothing evil about that. Okay?
It hasn't. I can tell. Test yourself. I'll tell you what. You got my card? Look up...
When Jesus Christ was here.
Look up my article on the Apocrypha and send me an email and refute it for me, line by line. Refute what the facts I have on the Apocrypha.
Okay.
Would you do that?
Well, you're taking things out of context from the negative is what you're doing.
No,
you're
not, I'm not testing it to the Word of God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, test all things. I'm going to test the Apocrypha. Poof, throw it out. God's Word would not tell me to pray to the dead. Poof, throw it out. God's Word would not use witchcraft and magic. Poof, throw it out. See, you're too open. See, some people's minds are so open, their brains fall out.
Yeah.
Not that yours has. But your brains fall out if your mind's too open. We need to be focused on Christ crucified, and if God's Spirit's in you,
right.
If God's Spirit's in you, He's going to guide you to that truth, not all this New Age mysticism that you're getting caught up in.
That's not New Age mysticism.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
You go refute the Apocrypha for me, my article. And I'd encourage you to go much deeper than you're going. If you've been born again since you were a child, the Spirit would lead you to all truth, come out of the culture, to preach the gospel biblically, to dress biblically. The Bible would teach you that. I don't know what you're following, but it hasn't brought you to the fullness of truth. Jesus said in the book of John, we can know all truth. If you haven't got there in 30, 40 years, you're probably what? How old are you?
53.
Okay, I got you beat. I'm 58. But if you haven't got there in all those decades, you got to ask yourself, what am I following? Something to consider.
I know who I'm following.
But Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit.
Yeah.
Ponder that.
I know.
Ponder that. You got my contact info. I'd love to get an email from you on that Apocrypha article.
Right.
All right?
Right. All right.
God be praised.
Thank you.